Hi, my name is Marion McConaughey. I'm Herbal Science Manager at Pukka Herbs.
So, maybe people have heard about Pukka, but just give us a little bit more background, will you, as to what the company is and does.
Sure, so Pukka Herbs is a herbal tea company. We produce herbal teas. We were set up in 2001 by a herbalist and a businessman who had a desire to do good in the world, and they wanted to create a brand that would offer positivity and help people to discover the health benefits of herbs and spices.
So you're here today, I think the first time at one of these events, diabetes wellness events. What encouraged you to come along today?
So at the moment we are promoting a campaign that we've got running called Spice Up Your Life, and our aim is to get more people eating and drinking herbs and spices for their health benefits. We launched a rainbow paper, a policy document at Parliament earlier this year, to ask for the government to help raise awareness of the health benefits of herbs and spices by including them on the UK Eat Well Guide, to increase research, funding for research into herbs and spices and their health benefits, and to encourage school children to learn about how to use herbs and spices in cooking, so that we get them when they're really young and they can gain the nutritional benefits from herbs and spices at an early age. And to help promote this campaign, we're trying to get out and about as much as possible to talk about the health benefits of herbs and spices.
So how do these products work for people living with diabetes?
So herbal teas are an ideal drink for people with diabetes because they're naturally sugar-free. So you get a tasty beverage that's refreshing and hydrating without adding any extra sugar. There's also some research to show that the polyphenol content of herbal teas may be helpful for evening out blood sugar levels for people with type 2 diabetes, for example.
And so you've had some really good conversations today?
I've had some brilliant conversations today. People have been really engaged and really interested. Lots of people have told us the ways that they use herbal teas. So for example, I spoke to a lady earlier today who was saying that drinking fresh ginger tea before her meals really helped with her blood sugar levels. It's been a brilliant day.
And your top three teas that are essential for autumn well-being?
For autumn well-being, so I would automatically go for lemon, ginger and manuka honey, which is based on the traditional mother's remedy for coughs and colds and seasonal wellness. We've also got a lovely blend called elderberry and echinacea, which contains elderberry and echinacea, herbs traditionally used to support the immune system and seasonal wellness.
And what about the winter time? Which teas are essential in the winter, do you think?
So I love teas that help enhance circulation and make you feel a little bit warmer. So here I would turn to three ginger, again, that we spoke about before, or other teas that contain cinnamon. For example, we've got wild apple and cinnamon, which is a really nice warming blend.
So how does three mint fit into a daily routine?
So three mint is a very minty blend, and mints are traditionally used for supporting digestion. So we'd recommend people to drink it after a meal to help with that, easing that sense of being too full. We also have quite a lot of people who report finding it a very relaxing blend to drink in the evening. So some people choose to drink it before bed.
And what about three ginger? When would you recommend drinking that and why?
Three ginger is another tea that's really great for digestion. There's lots of research to show the benefits of three ginger after a meal. It's also really fiery and as energizing to help wake you up and make you feel a little bit more energized in a mid-afternoon slump, for example.
So what about people who are looking for something without caffeine? Which tea would you recommend?
So one of our newest blends is Morning Berry, which is a really lovely caffeine-free berry-flavoured tea that was designed to be drunk first thing in the morning to give you a natural burst of energy without the caffeine.
And what about nighttime tea? What ingredients are there working together to support sleep?
So nighttime is a blend with traditional sleep remedy herbs such as chamomile, lavender and valerian, but it's also got quite a lot of oat flowers in it, which has a relaxing effect on the nervous system.
Really nice. And so you've talked about three mince ingredients. Do they help after dinner with digestion?
Yes, so mint is traditionally used in herbal medicine to help support digestion and can help ease a feeling of bloatedness. It's also a really refreshing flavour. It's quite a nice flavour to round off your meal.
And chamomile, how does that help with relaxation and sleep?
Chamomile's a herb that's been traditionally used to help support sleep. It has flavonoids in it which have a calming effect on the nervous system. It's also another herb that's good for the digestion. So if digestive problems are keeping you awake, then chamomile can help with that.
And fennel, that's good for digestion?
Yeah, fennel's traditionally used for digestion.
Why do you think these sort of events are so good for companies like yourself?
It allows us to actually speak to people who are dealing with things like diabetes and to find out the ways that they think that the products might be used, the ways that they might find them helpful and useful, and the sorts of information that's really important to them. So I did a talk earlier today and people were really engaged and interested to find out about the sorts of research that's available about herbs and spices, because there is research out there, and to just get them engaged in that process, and hopefully they will then go on to speak to other people who may be able to fund more research, or to speak to their healthcare provider about herbs and spices, and just raise awareness and interest that way.
And Pukka's widely available?
Pukka's widely available. We sell our teas online and in all the major supermarkets.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.